Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is Tom McNew. We've got another edition here of our Hometown Hero. Thanks for tuning in this afternoon. Joining us on the phone is the one and only Yolanda Ramirez, who is the Executive Director for the Central Texas Coalition for Life. And we're going to learn a lot more about Miss Yolanda and the coalition and all the great and wonderful things that they're doing to protect the most innocent in our society. So, Yolanda, welcome to another edition of the Hometown Hero.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, give yourself a proper introduction to all of our listeners here this afternoon.
Yes. My name is Yolanda Ramirez, and like Tom said, I am the executive director for Central Texas Coalition for Life. It is a nonprofit organization. We seek to end abortion through prayer and fasting, community outreach, education, and peaceful prayer vigils out on the public right-of-ways of abortion referral facilities in Central Texas. Mm-hmm. And like we said, through our organization, we hope to make abortion unthinkable.
So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Are you, or did you grow up here in Central Texas?
I actually moved to Austin in 1996. Oh. I came to college. I attended St. Edward's University, and I just ended up staying here. Yeah, I've been here ever since. I currently live in Pflugerville. The way I started with the organization was, the coalition was doing church outreach at my church, and that's how it all got started. I signed up to pray in front of the, back then it was an abortion facility, mm-hmm. and every Friday I went and prayed for an hour, and I just realized being out there how important it is for us to be and to work for the end to abortion. I would see or hear, ugly things yelled at us as I was praying. And all we were doing is just praying out there in the sidewalk and hearing these ugly comments and ugly things being yelled at us really got to me. And I think that's when I really, really started feeling like we needed to do more. Like I needed to do more. So yeah, that's how it all started.
So in 96 is when you moved down here. How long, what time frame did the, at your church, did they do the little outreach?
So, yeah, no, it wasn't until many years later, as I moved here in 96 to go to school, I stayed here. I was a social worker. Then, I became a teacher, did that for 18 years. And it was back then when they came in here, it might have been like 5 or 6 years ago that I signed up as a prayer volunteer, that they came to my church, and that's when I started praying. We were praying at the Duval Clinic. I imagine that a lot of the listeners know where what clinic I'm referring to. And after that, what happened was I love teaching. For some reason, something told me that I needed to quit. And it's a very interesting story how I became the executive director, because I decided to quit. I have two boys. I'm divorced. And, we solely rely on my income. Yet, for some reason, I just left it to God. I told my principal, I'm going to quit. And she asked me, what are you going to do? And I said, I don't know, which is a very, I don't know how I was able to do that, but I just put my faith in God and I trusted in God that he was going to help me look for a job. And he was going to put me where he wanted me. And I had applied for the position, and I didn't hear back until 2 months, which is very interesting because I did ask God to let me have my summer off before I got the job. And it was very selfish, I guess, but I had work during the summers too, and I just needed some time off. And God gave it to me, and they came back. I think it was like mid-July when they offered me the position. And I've been here since July of 2023, which I'm very grateful to be here. And I am just honored to have this position and feel, you know, Heather Gardner was the last executive director, and she was here many, many years. And so
some big shoes to fill
for the coalition. And I'm just so grateful that, you know, she's still there. You know, if I have any questions, she's there to help.
Yeah.
So I want to say big thanks to her too.
So when you first came down here, I mean, did you move down here and go to St. Edward's specifically to teach school? I mean, was that the goal?
In 1996, I came to St. Edward's. I got my undergrad degree in social work, and I did do social work for 2 years. After that, I decided when I was going to school, I was also working at a school.
Okay.
So I kind of missed the kids. And so I went back to school. I got a certification to teach elementary school. And then a few years in, I decided to go back to school and get my master's in education. And like I said, I still love it. I loved it.
Right.
And I did that for 18 years. Wow. And so,
in what grade? So you taught at what grade? Or just all grades?
All grades. I taught kinder, first, second. I think I taught third and fourth, but mostly during the summers, and then fifth grade.
Okay.
And I was also an interventionist, so I did teach all grade levels.
Wow. Wow. That kept you busy.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. A lot of our listeners know that my parents and little sister are all former educators now. They've all retired. So we got a kind of a soft spot for everybody in the education system. I know it is a tough row to hoe. So the Lord calls you one morning and says, "Hey, Yolanda, I got a surprise for you. This thing you've been doing for 18 years, I got a different plan for you."
Yes.
Talk about that. Talk about that transition. You kind of mentioned, you know, you talked to your principal and she said, "What are you going to do?" And you're like, "I don't know." But talk about the transition from getting, you know, out of an education field, which is really pretty structured. I mean, you know when the school day starts, you know when the school day ends, and now all of a sudden you're the executive director for this for this organization that works essentially 365 days a year.
Yes.
So that had been a little bit of some growing pains in there.
Yes, it took some adjusting because, like you said, you know, we do get summers off. We do get, you know, as teachers, you get summers off, you get holidays off, you get your weekends off. And I mean, and I'm saying this lightly because, of course, they still work with, you know, they still have their lesson plans and everything else that they have to do. But, you know, it's flexible. Yeah, so it did take some adjusting, you know, to transition here to to Central Texas Coalition for Life.
So what exactly, as the executive director then, what exactly do you do?
I wear many hats.
I understand that.
I wear many hats. So we are very blessed. So everybody that helps us out is a volunteer. Mm-hmm. Every single one is a volunteer. The only paid employee is yours truly. So I do have to do, you know, every single email that comes through. You know, I'm mm-hmm. the one that answers every call that comes through. I'm the one that answers. I have to do everything from you know, training our sidewalk advocates, our prayer volunteers, having mm-hmm. meetings for our day captains, everything from administration to, you know, just doing the little things that we have to do to keep this organization going, you know, packing for prayer vigils, packing for the day 40 celebration, mm-hmm. You know, buying things here and there. So there's a whole bunch of things that I do.
Yeah.
And
pretty much anything and everything that no one else wants to do, right?
Yes. Or that everybody doesn't have you know, the time, because yeah. we do have volunteers and they are wonderful. They're wonderful. I couldn't do it all by myself. They do help a lot, and you know, but there's times during the day or during the week that they, you know, can't, and so I'm here.
Sure, sure.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about volunteering. Because at the heart of every or nearly every pro-life organization, especially in most of them within the church here, it takes a whole lot of help from people who are willing to sacrifice their time and their talent to be involved. So can you talk a little bit about some of the roles that your volunteers take on?
Yeah, so we have volunteers that go on to the sidewalk in front of abortion referral facilities. We have our prayer volunteers. These volunteers, they go once a week. Now, we have the prayer vigils during the fall and during the spring. And but we also have like you said, 365 days a year, we're there on the sidewalk. And so our prayer volunteers basically pick a time, a day and time, to go out and pray. We have volunteers that decide to go 1 hour. Some decide to go, you know, 2 hours if they have, you know, if their schedule allows. But they're out there just praying, and that's all they do. They go out there and they pray. They pour their hearts out and pray for an end to abortion. Mm-hmm. And so those are our prayer volunteers. Then we have our sidewalk advocates. So the sidewalk advocates, we train them to be ready to speak to abortion-minded women or their families. We're out there. We have brochures. We have information. We have resources for them. Mm-hmm. And we try to engage them to talk to us. We call them over. We go, of course, we can't trespass, but we do sure. try to go over them and call them over to engage in conversation and ask them about, you know, the resources that we could provide for them, because the last thing we want them to do is to go inside the building.
Yeah.
And because once they're inside the building, even though abortion might not be in their hearts or in their mind, these clinics do a very good job of trying to convince women yeah. that abortion is the only option right. when it isn't.
I think that's a very critical aspect that that the coalition brings, is that sidewalk counseling, and it, I mean, that takes a special person to be able to approach a total stranger in most cases, or I guess in all cases, and try to convince that young woman, that young couple, that young man, as the case may be, that there are options that don't involve killing the baby.
Yes, for sure. And we have volunteers that are so good at it. They, you know, they can talk, they can engage people in conversation and talk to them and even, you know, change their minds. And it is wonderful to have them there. And so if any of your listeners are interested in either becoming a prayer warrior or a sidewalk advocate, just let us know. Send us an email. Yeah. Yes, at info@centraltexascoalition.com. And we can sign you up to either go and pray mm-hmm. or become a sidewalk advocate. I would suggest that if you're interested, just to sign up as a start as a prayer volunteer, be out there on the sidewalk, see what we do. And then if you feel in your heart that God is calling you to do, to be a sidewalk advocate, let us know and we can train you and give you the tools you need to be out there.
Sure.
But it does take a special person and it's a special thing that you have to do.
How long is the training to become a sidewalk counselor?
So we make it pretty easy. We have typically it'll be Saturday mornings, and mm-hmm. we are having it's about 4-hour training.
Okay.
We are looking into having a training this coming November.
Okay.
Yes, so that's on our right. calendar.
Well, good.
We don't have a date now, but if you email me, I'll email you back with dates and information.
Okay. How do you respond to the people who say, look, we're in I'm using air quotes, we're in a post-Roe society. Abortion, it's outlawed. It doesn't exist anymore. Why do we need to, we don't need organizations like this anymore. Why do we need to be on the sidewalk? Why do we need to be praying? There's no abortions that are going on. It's illegal. How do you respond to that?
Yes, for sure. Well, we first let them know that abortions are still going on. Right now, we have a lot of women receiving abortion pills through the mail. Even though it's illegal, there's no way of monitoring, mm-hmm. who's receiving them or who's sending them. You know, women just get them on the, in the mail, and then they just take it. And that is I think that's the worst of all than maybe before, because now they're receiving it at home and they're having these abortions at their house. Mm. And whether it's a younger, maybe a teenager or an older woman, they're having these abortions and they're seeing the baby. Mm. And, this is traumatizing for them, because imagine you thinking and being, all your life being fed the lie that it's just a clump of cells, that it's not a baby. And then suddenly you see the baby.
Yeah.
It's traumatizing. So that is, I can't remember the percentage, but I want to say it was about 70% of abortions are now through the abortion pill.
Ugh.
Yes.
It kind of throws a dagger into the argument that abortions, don't have any effect on the mother, that it's, again, using air quotes, that it is truly just health care, that there's nothing but a clump of cells involved.
No, and then these women, it's traumatizing, and then these women have to live with that.
Yeah.
Years can go by, and if you don't get the help, the healing mm-hmm. that you need, which here in Austin, we're very thankful that we have services that can help women with mm-hmm. past abortions to heal mm-hmm. and to move forward, because it could take you down, a path where no woman wants to be, no person wants to be, and then it not only affects women and also affects men.
Yeah.
I've talked to men who, are very sorry that they either had something to do with it or didn't have anything to do mm. with it, but they still mourn, that baby that could have been.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have to be out there in the sidewalk. Like I said, babies are still being aborted. The persistence of abortion industry is still there. Mm-hmm. They're gonna, like we said, it's not legal here in Texas, but you still have these people thinking and saying that it's healthcare and wanting women to have these abortions and sending them out of state, even to get these abortions. And of course, we need to be out there on the sidewalk to offer women and their families with life-affirming resources. I know when I started, I didn't know that there was maternity homes that will help women and teenage, you know, girls have their babies. You know, if a teenager gets pregnant, gets, you know, thrown out of their home, you know, there's this, these maternity homes that will help them, you know, become a good parent for their baby and get them to finish school and even have like a, you know, even take them to college if that's what they need, or, you know, further their education. And not only teenagers, but adult women too. And they help.
Sure.
These maternity homes help. So we need to let them know that there's resources and people that want to help.
I think it's
pregnancy centers. Yeah, there's pregnancy centers that will help them, you know, with clothes for their babies or clothes for the woman and diapers, any material resources, diapers, formula, wipes, anything that they can need. They're there for them to get the help.
I'm always overwhelmed by, and I think Dr. Joe Poyman, who runs Texas Alliance for Life, is the one that always makes uses this quote about that there's over 300 crisis pregnancy centers all over the state of Texas, and that they outnumber the abortion mills almost 10 to 1. You know, but you don't hear that kind of information. You know, certainly don't hear it in the mainstream media. I think it, organizations like the Coalition are absolutely critical in making sure that we have an opportunity to change hearts and minds. And I think that's really what the prayer vigils are really all about. Can you talk a little bit about, I guess we just started the fall 40 days for campaign, right?
Yes, we did. It started September 25th. And it's going to go through, so it's, as the name suggests, it goes on for 40 days, and the last day will be November 3rd.
Okay.
And we're there basically from 7 to 7. We're there from Mondays through Saturdays, and we do have dedicated volunteers that are there at 7 a.m. That would be a little bit harder for me, but we do have those dedicated prayer volunteers and sidewalk advocates that are out there. And so if any of your listeners want to sign up, all they have to do is go to centraltexascoalition.com, and right on the homepage, they'll see a 40 days for life. And then if you click on the flyer, it'll take you right to sign up. You can sign up. So we're in South Austin. We have a prayer vigil in South Austin, in Austin Women's Health Center. And then we have another one up front or across from Planned Parenthood on Research and Ben White. So you get to pick your location, whatever location is closest to you or whatever's more convenient. You pick the location, you pick the day out of the week that you want, and your hour.
So really, there's no excuse for people to not, you know, pick an hour, pick a day, and go down there and be part of the effort to change the hearts and minds.
Yes, yes. Absolutely. There is no excuse. Yes, so you can sign up, like I said, at Central Texas Coalition for Life. And one thing that I do want to point out is, you know, when they ask us, why are you still here? One of the other things is that when there's a prayer presence in front of these abortion referral facilities, the no-show rate could increase up to 75%.
Now, what do you mean by no-show?
So the people that are supposed to go to that have appointments at the clinics, When they see us out there, they decide not to go in there.
Oh, wow.
And so,
70%.
Up to 75%.
Wow. That's incredible. So, three in four people, three out of every four people are turning away when they see prayer warriors out there on the sidewalk. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes. And the more they see, you know, the more, cause if there's only, you know, two or three, maybe they don't know or they don't realize what's going on. But if they see a big group, they're going to know what's going on and then they're not going to want to go in there.
Wow.
So we really encourage, you know, we really ask for volunteers to come and pray whenever they, you know, whatever schedule, whatever fits with their schedule to come out and pray for us, with us, for these babies and their families.
CentralTexasCoalition.com is the website. Miss Yolanda, thank you very much for taking some time and joining us this afternoon. We appreciate it, folks. The mission is yours to go sign up for 1 hour. You know, and even if you can only sacrifice 1 hour of one day in the next 40 days, pick one. Pick one, go down there, make your presence know. You never know the impact of what your actions or your inactions might be. You could be one of the people that saves the life of a baby that you don't even ever know about, that, you know, God willing, someday when we all get to heaven, we'll find all that out. But thanks, Miss Yolanda, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. God bless you guys, and we'll see you next week.